Good afternoon, everybody. You are tuned in to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm going to start things off this week with a new track by the band Liturgy. The controversial, quote-unquote, hipster black metal band from New York City, I believe. They have a new album coming out called The Ark Work on March 23rd. They have released one track from it called Quetzalcoatl, is how I'm going to pronounce it. Apparently an old Mesoamerican deity, like a feathered serpent is what it is. Anyhow, new Liturgy should be, if not as good as their last album, Aesthetica, should be just as interesting and challenging to all the black metal bloggers out there. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9, and this is Liturgy.
Across the broken road.
And there you have it. New Liturgy, Quetzalcoatl. Their new album, The Arkwork, is out on March 23rd. So do with that song what you will. I'd say, second or third listen already? Really already growing on me. First time I heard it, I was a little bit upset, as if you look at any of the YouTube comments, many people are. But giving it another try, it sounds very, very nice. And I'm looking forward to the album. Freak Heat Waves played an LP release show this past Saturday at the Fox. It was very good. Data Plan, Woolworm, and Wetface were the openers. So it was an entertaining night. Bonnie's State of Mind is the new LP by Freak Heat Waves from Victoria. And it is excellent. I must say, I'm not sure if the live performance did justice to some of the sounds on the album. But that's my opinion in that sense. Beside the point, it's very nice to see them. I'd actually never seen Freak Heat Waves before, so it was nice. And this album has been getting a lot of spins here at the station. I personally have not played it yet, so I'm going to play a track called Dig a Hole off of Bonnie's State of Mind. Then we're also going to hear a track from the new Shearing Pinks record called People. You're tuned in to The Burrow on CITR 101.9. Oh, I also wanted to mention, I wanted to open the phones this week to requests, because I was scrambling a little bit for music to play. I've got plenty to play if nobody calls in. But if you wanted to hear something, you can call 604-822-2487. Let me know, and I will play anything within reasonable limits that is suggested. And if you call and you give me something that's a little bit ridiculous, I might haggle a little bit. But if you wanted to hear something, give me a call, 604-822-2487, and I will do my best. But for now, we're going to hear some Freak Heat Waves, Dig a Hole. We'll be right back.
There's a churning around. I can't fall asleep and the drugs won't stay down. There's a burning.
Halifax folkster Ben Kaplan plays at the Fox Cabaret this Thursday, February 12th, with backing band The Casual Smokers and special opening guests. Tickets are $13, available at Zulu, Red Cat, and Northern Tickets, Thursday, February 12th. But there ain't an option to climb out the luxury.
Join Team PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/Team PowerSmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro PowerSmart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
This is The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Before those brilliant advertisements, we heard a track from the new Shearing Pinks record. Shearing Pinks, endlessly productive, it seems. They seem to be coming out with split cassettes or their own full-length LPs or singles on just a never-ending basis. The new one is called People. And the track was called High Vaults in very typical fashion. It was unpredictable. Had me guessing a couple times there at the end when the actual end to the track was coming. So had me bouncing back and forth a little bit. But anyhow, it's very good. I suggest anybody to go out and listen to it. Before that was the new Freak Heat Waves record, Bonnie's State of Mind, track called Dig a Hole. Alrighty, again, if anybody out there listening would like to put in a request for a song, call in 604-822-2487, and I'll look for it and play it. If it's something I don't want to play, I might make some sort of excuse like, oh, you know, we don't really have it, it's not that easy to find, when, you know, virtually I can find anything. Anyhow, if anyone's listening and wants to call in, it'd be appreciated. For now, I have a band called Lead Air Est. Their last album came out in 2011, and it's called The Diver, out on Sacred Bones Records. And this is a song called Agua Fuerte. 1981 off of Magic, Murder, and the Weather. That was Magazine with the track The Garden. Magazine was, of course, Howard Devoto of Buzzcocks. It was his other project. I must say that song, so The Garden, is the closing track to Magic, Murder, and the Weather, which seems to be an overlooked magazine album. Very, very good album. I would say The Correct Use of Soap is their best, but it's very good, Magic, Murder, and the Weather. The Garden is the closing track, and that ending to that song, so the last, I don't know, 45 seconds or so, when he's kind of shouting, I am responsible, and the way, the tone it's set in, the music behind it, the way it fades out, that is one of my favorite closings to an album of all time. Probably, if I were to make a list of this, which I might do, probably top five. I think that ending is so incredible and gives me, you know, makes me shiver every single time I hear it, and it's just fantastic. So if you were listening and weren't paying attention, and now you go, how did that sound? Go ahead and look up The Garden by Magazine. Last 45 seconds or so is the close to the album. And actually the close to Magazine, because that was the last record that they put out. And it's just terrific. They actually did come out with a record a couple years ago. You can toss that one aside, to be honest. All right. Mac the Verskin, if I'm saying that right. Mac the Verskin. I always spell that wrong. Came out with a new single called Witness. They're a band from Sweden, I believe. Their album from last year was called Two, and it's very good, for those of you who have not heard it. But a new 7-inch that they've released is called Witness. I'm going to play that for you right now. You are listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM.
ocean, border, sub, urban, dispersal, determinacy, mulatto, mestizo, Métis, Cabra, Eurasian, Creole, colored, colored, split. Those who have no history are doomed.
An excerpt from The Reinventing Wheel, spoken by author, Vancouver poet, Wade Compton. Celebrate Black History Month with CITR 101.9 FM as we host content exploring Black history in Vancouver and beyond. Tune in this February and check out CITR.ca for regular updates on the scheduling of our Black History Month programming.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts at citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. This program is called The Burrow, on until 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto. Thank you to anybody out there who is listening. We just heard Throwing Muses, old band from Rhode Island, song called Fish, my favorite Throwing Muses track. I think it's just an incredible song. It is on a compilation which takes its name from a line in that song called Lonely is an Eyesore, and it's a compilation of old kind of gothic 4AD record label bands from 1987, I believe, is when it was released. The next set I have two songs to play. It will last about 15 minutes, a couple of long tracks. The first one is from last year's Soused, called Soused, by Scott Walker and Sun O, who teamed up for this record. Five tracks that last about 48 minutes. So the album is quite a journey. I'm going to play a song called Fetish from that album. And then we will hear a kind of drony, apocalyptic almost, Vancouver group who I was just introduced to last week, called Ashes. And as I said, they're from Vancouver, have a record called Slow March that you can find on Bandcamp. Alrighty, well, let's get into it then. Settle in for some Scott Walker and Sun O here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM.
Knife the air. All night he sees it. Constellating his thought. Acne on a leper. Red blade points disappear. sets its blackness glistening. Curling and winding through grip mangled fingers, bristling and glittering, no nothing else lingers. Gleam away, little brute, gleam away. Climb away, little brute. Climb away. As if after waving capon claws over ashes, a single talon should lower and silently plow. He carves the ghost mascot the length of his skin, stilettoed without interruption. The body, including the face, on a bed in the dark without interruption. He imagines he feels it tugging and clenching. Hears it rustling and rising. Lifting free of its flesh, silently prowling from window to window. There is no nothing else. There is no nothing else. As we stroll in the glut, trimmed in frilly and furs. Tell us apart, we can never die. Tell us apart, we can never die. Flop down to the flopper, flopping goodbye. Arm and arm in our bellies and blood. Choo-choo, choo-choo, mama, cursing the Romy clock. Choo-choo, choo-choo, mama, how do you lose your luck? Choo-choo, choo-choo, mama, in the dark lopping off all interruption, how do you lose your luck? Points knife the air. All night he sees it. Constellating his thought. Acne on a leper.
That was the Vancouver band Ashes with a song called Death Coast. If you want to look up at the music of Ashes, you can find it on Bandcamp under ashes666.bandcamp.com. So just be aware of what you're getting into when you're looking this up. Anyhow, it's very good if you're into that kind of music. Just about wrapping up here on The Burrow. About 5 minutes left or so. Little Bit of Soul is up next with Jade. And in the studio right now, getting everything ready. Is there anything special coming up?
We have a food-themed episode.
Oh, wow. So. Okay. Any reason for that, or is it just
just because it's like tasty? I don't know. Lots of food songs out there, so you know.
Well, that sounds good. I not quite a food themed show from me this week, but that's okay. I'll try to get one together soon. Next week on the program, hoping to have right now I have lined up Ashley Luck of Lee and Zoo. So hopefully can get her on the program next week. Should be very interesting, and I would be expecting great musical cuts from Ashley if she were to join me on air. So to wrap up the show this week, I'm going to play a track from the new Lee album Consent, which is fantastic. This is a song called Rat River. Thank you everybody for listening, and tune in next week if you'd like to hear from Ashley, or you can check out the podcast. If you missed last week, I had Andrea from New Sensei on, so you can check that out. And all the other guests I've had on. The ones where it's just me, you can, you know, feel free to skip over those, you know? But tune in next week to The Burrow, and this is Lee A.